Are you good at saying no? Sometimes it's hard to say no. I often find it hard not wanting to hurt. And yet when I think about it, I don't get hurt when people say no to me often. And I have got better at saying no politely to salespeople at the door or on the phone. What about you? There are ways of saying no, but some can be rude or hurtful. And some so vague they can cause problems down the line. A newspaper article this week admired the author Jane Austen, who had a mixture of charm to chat up a person, but had the ability to say no with absolute clarity. In other words, sugarcoat your no. Another technique suggested is to distract the baby. Artfully distract the person asking, as we do to children, rather than a counterproductive blunt no. The writer reminded us we cannot always say yes, because we'll end up exhausted, ineffective, and disrespected for failing. So often, guidance says you have to be clear in saying no, but do so politely. Separate refusal from rejection of the person. Be assertive, clear and courteous. Don't shilly-shally, so that no one, including you, knows what you said. But sometimes there are compromise solutions, so maybe buy yourself some time and be open to listening for answers different to a blunt, immediate no. Sometimes, for example, we're best to avoid a direct answer to a loaded question. Have you stopped beating your wife? Jesus was often asked loaded questions and sometimes avoided a direct answer that would offend. He said, let your yes be yes and your no, no, because he wants us to be people of our word. But equally, the Bible says, speak the truth in love. Don't speak so negatively, you cause unnecessary hurt. In truth, churches and charities rely on people saying yes when asked to volunteer, when their first reaction might be no. And equally honestly, I can say most church volunteers are ultimately glad they did say yes. Because we can have a tendency also to say no when we might discover new exciting ways forward that helps others and stretches us in our abilities. So what's the answer? I don't know. Be open to the possibilities. Take time. Choose words carefully. Be open to saying yes and also no. And say it clearly and politely. And if in doubt, say maybe to buy yourself time. I refer you to the saying attributed to the Scottish footballer Kenny Dalglish. Maybe's aye, maybe's no.